control. Cuthbert, you know what to do. Call 863-382-2272.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bug Talk. I'm your host, Ryan Haynes, and I am here to tell you what you need to know about rodents. Today's topic is not something most people want to talk or even think about. Rodents include rats, mice, squirrels, and cotton rats. The focus for today's podcast is specifically rats. Here in the Sunshine State, we would like to think we are all sunshine and palm trees. Unfortunately, we are home to a variety of pests, including rats. Besides being unsightly to most people, rats can cause significant damage to property and pose health risks. Rats have been known to cause structural damage to property by chewing through building materials like wire and even insulation. Rats can carry various diseases, including salmonella. Rats pose a risk to pets by being carriers of fleas, ticks, and lice. Why are rats such a problem? One thing that makes dealing with rats difficult is they reproduce quickly. A baby rat is referred to as a pup. A female rat can give birth to 6 to 12 pups every 3 to 4 weeks. This ability to reproduce quickly can produce a large population of rodents in a very short period of time. Rats are highly adaptable creatures. They can survive in a variety of environments. Some rats, like the roof rat, are excellent climbers. This ability gives them access to a variety of entry points from the roof if not properly sealed. Once rats have gained entry to the attic, it becomes an ideal location for them to nest. Property damage to homes and businesses can be extensive. Rats have been known to gnaw on wood, plumbing, insulation, and electrical wires. Damage in these areas can lead to fire hazards or water damage. Repairs can be costly. Besides the repairs, the rat population would also need to be under control and managed to ensure the problem does not reoccur. Here in Florida, rats can be active any time of the year. It is more common to see a rat infestation in cooler months. Rats seek out warm shelters when the temperature drops. There are many signs a home or business owner might see to indicate a rat infestation may be present. Some common signs are rat droppings. Droppings are small, dark, and even cylindrical. People may hear scratching or squeaking in walls or the attic. This is most common in the evening when rats are more active. Gnaw marks may be present on furniture, wires, or even walls. The kitchen is a common location in a home to see rat activity. Rats can invade pantries and food storage areas. Their droppings, saliva, and urine can contaminate food and spread disease. If you notice any of the signs listed, contact a pest control specialist right away. There are many things that can be done to treat a rodent infestation. Often it is a multi-step approach. Entry points such as doors, windows, and vents need to be sealed to prevent rat access. Snap traps may be placed in attics to catch rodents. Bait boxes may be placed to help the population decrease. If you are seeing something concerning or suspect a rat infestation, be sure to contact a pest control specialist. A professional will be able to look at your home or business and come up with a treatment plan that is right for you. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you next time. Remember, if it crawls or flies, we're your guys.
Google Haynes, pest control. Got bugs, you know what to do. Call 863-382-2272.